Hi, I'm Alex.
I'm Jane.
I'm Mike.
I'm Charlie from Red Butler.
And you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Thank you. Thank you. I must have missed the memo somewhere where it said 2015 is the year of the wolf. Howlin' Wolf being reincarnated yet again, this time not by Joe Bonamassa, but by Ian Siegel. Ian Siegel live on Mustique. The album has just been released. It's called Mustique Blues Festival 2015. Actually, I say it hasn't been released. Dana Gillespie has just finished the sound production of it, and I've got one of the very, very early copies, and it's good to hear. It's a good mix. It must have been a great event. Not only Ian Siegel there, but also Shamikia Copeland, Eugene Hideaway Bridges, Dino Baptiste, and of course Dana Gillespie herself. Welcome to the Raven of the Blues. My name's Dave Raven, and in the show this week we've got live guests, people I met last weekend, Red Butler, having a chat with them and playing something off their album, and loads more new material too. Over the course of the last 7 days I've been doing a lot of driving, and because of that, therefore listening to lots of other blues podcasts. And on one amazing day I heard three different blues presenters, each doing their own show, and each of them played this particular track, and I haven't yet played it, so let's remedy that straight away. Off his last album, Exactly Like This, the wonderful Doug McLeod, coming to the UK very soon, and here he is with Rocket Until the Cows Come Home. Thank you. great stuff. Played, I think, by every DJ in the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association. The album that was played the most last month, the month of April. Doug McLeod, his brand new album, Exactly Like This. And there you heard Rocket Until the Cows Come Home. Let's slow things down a bit now. Another new album. This is Giles Headley.
Darling, I might do you harm, but I just want to live forever in your loving arms. Why you crying? Tell me why you crying. Why you crying? Why you crying, babe? When everything you throwed away was mine. I went to the icebox, all the food was spoiled. You're out there with my money in your pocket, having yourself a ball, and yet you're crying. Why are you crying? Why you crying, why you crying, mama? When everything you throwed away was mine. I looked up at our building. My light was bright, darling. I guess you're trying to get my best friend killed, and yet you cry. Lord, tell me why you crying. Why you crying, why you crying? Everything you threw away was mine. Wanna live forever in your loving arms. Why are you crying? Oh, tell your daddy, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Yeah. everything you threw away was mine.
That's another album that received loads of play last month by the other DJs, Giles Headley. His new album, The Rain Is Such a Lonesome Sound, and Why Are You Crying? I saw Giles last weekend at the Boogaloo Blues Weekend in Brackelsham Bay. It was a fabulous weekend, and I'll come to a bit more of that in a second. I saw Giles in his band incarnation with the Aviators, with the wonderful Sam Kelly on drums, and it's difficult. He was fabulous on the night, but I also like him in the stripped-down single version as you hear there. Anyway, it's a really great album. The Boogaloo Blues Weekend was over Friday afternoon. I got there kind of late, but then all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And I got a couple of interviews in, lots of bands to see and lots of things to do. It was a pretty full-on weekend with some pretty late nights. But one of the band I managed to catch up with were the wonderful Red Butler. Charlie on drums, Mickey on bass, Jane on vocals and Alex on guitar. And we managed to get them together after their fabulous set on the Sunday afternoon. And I guess the way I should start, really, is a band who are only 3 years old. You've already had one EP and also an album which came out last year, which did rather well for you.
Yeah, we were very lucky with that. It went down pretty well, as you say. Yeah, we got a lot of magazine coverage from that and radio coverage and across the world, actually. We got, you know, a lot of international airplay and stuff, which was great. And lots of stuff on Radio 2 and things. So, yeah, that's with Paul Jones. So, yeah, that was good. And no pressure for the next one.
Have you got a business plan? I mean, you were talking to you earlier. You were talking about the business and things and doing the admin and everything else. So is it kind of a band plan for world domination in 2015?
Yeah. A lot of, at the moment, we're just fan base building, basically. So we're doing a lot of gigs around the country, Lawrence Jones support and Billy Walton tour support and things like that, and we're a lot of festivals to build our fan base up. And then when the next album comes out, we'll have more people to flock it to and try and show off everything to our album and all the work we put into it. So that's the plan in the next year, and then maybe in 2016 we're really going to try and look at bringing the audience to a younger generation, you know, bringing our music.
That was going to be the next question. This afternoon at the Boogaloo Blues Weekend, the average age was my age, late 60s, and therefore all old enough to be our grandparents, and I mind your bloody parents. And it's a concern for many of us in the blues business that, you know, unless we get a younger audience in, it's all going to die with us. Mm-hmm. And there are, again, talking earlier, there are lots of bands, young bands coming through, which is great to see. But, I mean, how do you believe you're going to be able to sort of solve the problem of having grandparents and kids of the same age in the same venue?
I think it's convincing people that the word blues music doesn't... I mean, we all love old school blues music, you know, 60s and pre-war and, you know, all of that kind of blues as well. But the problem is, to our young generation, you know, our friends, the word blues has a different meaning to perhaps the music that we play. And I think if you look at a lot of the most successful blues band, Angie Lister, King King, the term blues perhaps doesn't describe them perfectly. And if, for instance, me and Charlie and the rest of the guys play King King to quite a lot of our friends in the cars and stuff, and a lot of our friends will say, wow, who's this? Yeah. Yeah. And we say, well, it's King King. You've probably never heard of them because they're classed as a blues band. Mm. And they do really like it. And a lot of our friends that come to shows really like it. But it's getting them to come in the first place because we're classed as a blues rock band, which doesn't have the hippest of sounds to our generation. So what we plan to do is, try and just throw it at them, you know, just keep going with it. It's not really about rebranding because obviously we want to stay in with the genre we're in at the moment. We're not even looking to change genre because it's not necessarily the music that we play as a problem, it's the perception that our age group has of that.
If it's something to do with the UK, I mean, we really, really want to get over to Europe and, you know, play Germany and Spain, and apparently it's a whole different, you know, game over there.
It is. I was in Paris last weekend, and I was saying to Alex earlier on that the audience were from your age right up to my age in the same place, and there seems to be no problem in France, you know, in terms of people just going along and enjoying the music. So yeah. I think it's a UK problem, yeah.
Yeah, also I think it's... I was speaking to someone last night, and we've found that as well, and we've done a few gigs up north, and we've got a lot of, like, touring up north this year, and we found the appreciation up north is a lot greater, you know. It's down south, it's just not, I don't know what it is, but up north there's just, you know, more appreciation for the music, and, you know, people will pay you know, good money to come and see you on a Sunday afternoon in a pub in the middle of nowhere. Mm. But the atmosphere would just be incredible. Yeah. And you would never find that down south. And yeah, so up north is and Europe is where we want to be, really.
Yeah. You know, Stormy Saturday, standing ovation, which again is kind of rare at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, in many respects. You mentioned the album and writing too. When is the plan for the next album release? Or is it so far away you can't put a date on it?
It's planned. We're just thinking about booking studio time, so it's definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we last time we recorded, we spent a lot of time writing, but we needed to get something out, basically. Mm. So we perhaps didn't write as many songs as we wanted to. You know, you have to write 20 songs to cut down to 12, something like that. We write a lot, but this time we're writing even more to give ourselves more of a selection. So we're aiming to record probably October, November.
November, December, possibly November.
And then it'll
December,
be out early kind of 2016, something like that, February.
Yeah,
March,
we don't know, but yeah, maybe early spring.
Right. Well, you picked up the Newcomer of the Year award in Blues Matters magazine. Mm-hmm. The Blues Awards for this year are in the frame now, and I guess there's probably going to be some nominations, I would have thought, for especially for the Young Band Award,
yeah,
for that, Young Entertainers of the Year. So it could be a good year for that. If people want to learn more about the band, the website, I noticed, is pretty current and up to date, and got all the biogs and everything else. Website is
www.redbartlemusic.com. That's the one.
When you're moving right up close to me, and that's when I get the shakes all over me.
Backbone, yeah, I got the shakes.
my thigh bone. Shake it all over.
Butler, taken from their album from last year, Freedom Bound, and the old Johnny Kidd and the Pirates original, and Shaking All Over. That's one of their staples of their set, and it was fabulous last weekend. During the interview with Red Butler, Alex was referring to the band King King. Seems a good chance, therefore, to play something from their new album, Reaching for the Light. It's also the single taken from the album, and it's called Hurricane. That's one of the biggest grossing bands in the UK at present, King King, tucked out for, off their album Reaching for the Light, just been released, and that's a single also taken from it. It's strange though, because when it came as a single, I thought, it's odd, you know, in this day and age, people don't have singles as such, do they? And I suppose some people might go into the record shop and buy a single, but most of the time you buy it from iTunes as a track off the albums. But anyway, it is a single, it's their new release, and that's called Hurricane. Somebody else I met last weekend at Brackleshan Bay is Ruby Tiger, and had a chat with her. You'll hear her on next week's programme. But she's been working extensively recently with King Rollo. Good chance, therefore, to bring him in now with his brand new album, Easy Street. And here is King Rollo with the Backslap Boogie.
Thing that I want you to do. I know you're gonna like it, 'cause it's good for you. So you gotta get ready, 'cause here I come. Gonna pick my guitar and I'm bang on my drum. Get ready for a little more. Are you ready? Said, are you ready? Are you ready for a little more? You put your left leg in and your left leg out. You do a little boogie, shake it all about. You shake your booty, shake your booty. Shake your booty, what it's all about. You do the backslap boogie, and you move around the floor. I've got money in my pocket, but I could do with a little more.
Thank you.
listen to me and do as Simon says. He knew a thing or two. Simon says, put your whole self in, your whole self out. You do a little boogie and you shake it all about. Shake your booty, shake your booty, shake your booty, what it's all about. You do a little shuffle, move your feet, dance to the music and boogie to the beat. A funny, funny feeling when you jump and shout. The boy's got it in him and he's got to get it out. Bend with your rhythm stick, help me, help me. It's got to be a lunatic. Now help me, help me, help me. With some lattices and glasses you can see to Acne Marshes if it wasn't for the asses in between. And London girls are the best in the world, but now you don't know where they've been. Got the backslap boogie, yeah, move around the floor. You want some more? Got money in the pocket, but I could do with a little more.
The backslap boogie. Simon Says. Haven't heard Simon Says for ages. And I was thinking while King Rollo was singing there, I was wondering, does Simon Says exist in America too? Nevertheless, taken from his brand new album, Easy Street, there you heard King Rollo and Black Back Slap Boogie. Wally Bo Walker and Edie Brayshaw have combined together to bring out a new album called Stone Cold Beautiful, and it is beautiful. Here they are with Motel Blues.
Shuts off at 2. What can a lonely rock and roller do? Bed's so big, the sheets are clean. Your girlfriend said you were James Dean. A styrofoam ice bucket full of ice. Come up to my motel room. Nice. I don't wanna make no late night New York calls. I don't wanna stare at these ugly grass mat walls. Chronologically, I know you're young. 'Cause when you kiss me in the club, you bit my tongue. Well, I'll write a song for you, put it on my next. Come up to my motel room and sleep with me. A sign of one to clean up me. There's lots of soap and lots of towels. Never mind those desk clerk scowls. I'll buy you breakfast and they'll think you're my wife. Come up to my motel room and save my life.
How sweet and help but seem those days of which I dream. When memory recalls them now and then, and with what rapture sweet my weary heart would beat if I could only hear my mother pray again. If I could only hear my mother pray again. If I could only hear her tender voice again. How glad that I would be. It would mean so much to me if I could only hear my mother pray again. She used to pray that I on Jesus would rely and always walk his shining gospel way. So trust and still his love that I seek that home above. Well, I should meet my mother one fine day. If I could only hear my mother pray again. If I could only hear her tender voice again. So glad that I would be. Yes, it would mean so much to me if I could hear my mother pray again.
Bit of piano gospel, Mississippi McDonald and the Cottonmouth Kings, their new album American Accent, and If I Could Only Hear My Mother Pray Again, and before that from their new album Wiley Bo Walker and Edie Brayshaw and Stone Cold Beautiful, the album, and Motel Blues. It is The Raven and the Blues. A quick reminder that you can get The Raven and the Blues app for your smartphone, whether it's Android or iOS, Apple. You can download that from the website. The website has everything you need to know. And next week is the 10th anniversary of The Raven and the Blues on Libsyn as a podcast. It's been running as a podcast for longer than that, but basically we went to Libsyn because the downloads were getting so slow because so many people were subscribing back then in 2005. And I've been with Libsyn ever since. And so on the 5th of May, it's our 10th anniversary. So I hope you'll join me for the anniversary show next week. Here's a new album, a compilation of indie blues from around the world, and Kelly Rucker, an old favourite of the programme. Haven't played her for ages, though. Here she is with Blues is Blues.
Well, my dirty mind again left me in a mess of sin. Blame it all on myself. Well, I'm so tired that I can't sleep. There's a car coming up the street. Vase of flowers on the shelf. They've all dried up and faded. The glass is all clouded, full of pain and bad memories. Roses might be red, but blues is blues is blues. Roses might be red, but blues is blues is blues. Give me gold and diamond rings, all kinds of shiny things to keep me hanging on. But I see through all the lies, tear me up and hurt my pride, just like a thorn in my side. Take my flower and my name, toss them out into the rain, wet and cold, worn and used. Roses might be red, blues is blues is blues. Your best just ain't good enough, and it's time for me to leave. Gonna have to let me go. One thing for sure I know, you're like a twisted vine strangling me. Chairs are high on the table, but I'd just be a dancing with the stem between my teeth.
Compilation album Making a Scene on Indie Blues, Kelly Rucker. Comes to Europe quite extensively, rarely comes to the UK, but often in Germany. And there you heard Blues is Blues is Blues. Let's stay with the ladies and stay in the States, from Kelly Rucker to Regina Bonelli, her album Open the Door and Cybersex Blue.
We're
Something you wouldn't have got Robert Johnson singing about, would you? Cyber Sex Blues, Regina Bonelli from her brand new album Open the Door. Got lots of plays on the Blues Association DJs in the course of last month. And that's almost it for this week on The Raven and the Blues. Let's close with a band who also got lots of plays last month. And not only because they are a good band and have got a good live album out called Live at the Platform, but also because they are donating money to charity to raise money for a child who needs some money for her healthcare. And they had a rather clever deal. And every time we, the DJs, played a track from their album, they would also give £5 to the charity as well. So it's cost them quite a bit this month. Lots and lots of plays. Let's close with Backwater Roll from their album Live at the Platform. Thank you for listening and give me an hour of your time. Email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Quite a few donations came in this week. I'll be writing to you privately to thank you, and I'll mention you on air next week after I've written to you. Email, you've got the email address. Website is ravenblues.co.uk. Everything you need to know about the programme going back 10 years as a downloadable podcast, and I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Backwater Roll, Wait on Time. Have a good week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
With me, baby, stick with me through thick and thin. I know someday, baby, my luck has got to win. Wait on time, well, I'll be there someday. Well, until I get there, baby, all I can do is hope and pray. Thank you.
Yeah.